So St. Charbel talks about our work in this world, and he says, allow some time for each of your brethren. Show him the way, direct him toward the light. If he wants to walk alongside you, ask him to go ahead of you. If he wants you to hold his hand, hold both of them. If he tries to lead you astray or to delay you, get away from him, because the way is long. The work is immense. Without crosses, you can get neither bread nor wine. Anyone who wants to become bread and wine must carry his cross. Therefore, carry your cross and head for the light. A human being in this world who wants to pass from the dark shore to the shore of eternal light may cross the seas of this world on board many boats. Some are very beautiful, very luxurious, and very comfortable because they follow their inclinations wherever the wind carries them, and their rudders bend with the waves. They do not confront the wind or the waves because they have no direction and no destination to reach. These boats draw most people, and they do not go far because they make no effort to arrive at the right destination. No crossing of the sea of this world is eternal. It always comes to an end, and the passengers on these boats end up at the bottom of the water, not far from the shore from which they set out. The boats of the second sort have thin sails, and their fragile wood breaks apart on the open sea because of the high waves and the force of the storms, and so their passengers end up somewhere at the bottom of the deep sea. A third sort of boat has hard wood and strong sails and a handsome, attractive form, but the pilot takes his passengers out between deadly shoals, and so the passengers meet their death on one of those shoals from which it is impossible to return. Then, too, there is the Lord's boat, made of hard wood with tough sails, and a pilot who is full of wisdom, courage, and love. This boat crosses the deep seas, resists the winds and the storms, however violent they may be, and confronts the high waves on the open sea. This voyage is uncomfortable, but it leads you to a safe port. Be steadfast on the Lord's boat. Do not fear the storms or the high waves. Do not let the luxurious boats attract you to the point of getting on board, because you will miss your destination. Keep in mind the destination that you must reach, rather than the voyage itself. Do not let the depths of the sea charm you. They serve as your means of passage, and not as your dwelling place. You cannot be at the same time on board the boat and in the depth of the water, nor on board two boats at the same time. Stand firm on board the boat of the Lord, and strengthen your brethren at each port where you land. Invite people to take part in your voyage, so as to share with them your arrival at the destination. Speak to them about your pilot and about the shore of light. But be sure that your words are not the thing that convinces people to come on board the Lord's boat, but rather your confidence, your faith in him, and the joy that is visible on your face. Make sure that the voyage on board this boat gives you a face of light, so that you live by the light and for it. For man is a universal creature whose limits are those of the light, and not an earthly creature with the limits of dust and water. A human being is made of dust and light. Someone who lives in the dust will return to the dust and die there, whereas someone who lives in the light will return to the light and will live there. Do not let the dust limit you, because the boundaries of your homeland in this world extend toward the places where the sea ends and the sky begins. Do not allow the dust to enslave you, but be free. Freedom lies in liberation from sin. If you are free from sin, nothing can subject you to slavery. Whereas if you are slaves of sin, you will be regarded as slaves, even if you hold a royal scepter in your hand. Have no fear. Evil destroys itself. Arm yourself with a rosary, for the name of the Virgin Mary dispels the darkness and crushes evil. Be saints so as to sanctify the earth. Be assured that every time you pray, I pray with you to sanctify you, and thus the name of the Lord will be glorified. So that is Saint Charbel's advice on that topic. The next one will be talking about conquering weakness.